Early this morning, state lawmakers gave final okay to a state hunting and trapping season for the gray wolf, which only came off the federal endangered species list 2 months ago. The Wisconsin DNR says it assumes Governor Walker will sign the bill. But wildlife biologist Peter David of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says Walker should not listen to some misconceptions about the wolf.
There's been talk about the need to protect the deer herd, and yet our deer herd remains well above goal.
If Walker signs the wolf hunt bill, Howard Goldman of the Humane Society of the United States says next month's meeting of a wolf stakeholders group could be contentious. Goldman says he's worried that the hunt could lead to more than half of the 800 or so wolves in Wisconsin being shot or trapped.
And we think that would be reckless.
Wisconsin DNR official Kurt Thiede says during an upcoming state rulemaking process, a kill quota won't be proposed until new wolf population estimates come out next month. But he promises caution.
Obviously, it's our intent to make sure that we retain the management authority over wolves in this state, so we're going to be taking that responsibility very seriously.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it doesn't plan to prevent a wolf hunt in Wisconsin this fall, but service biologist Laura Reagan says a monitoring plan is in place.
For that monitoring plan, if it appears that the status of the gray wolf may again warrant Endangered Species Act protections, the Fish and Wildlife Service can start either a normal or even perhaps an emergency listing process.
Reagan says that monitoring is supposed to last for 5 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.